Okay, this is Prince DJ. I am still going to be doing the NFL pickup, still doing Clash of Champions, and they still haven't done the women's tag team match. I was hoping, I'm waiting to do after what happened on Raw, because they always might seem to have different matches after the night of a pay-per-view, and they didn't have it. They didn't have it. And I'm still frustrated because I'm trying to get memory for my phone, my iPhone. That I come to the point where Apple is just not accepting any cards, any card whatsoever. It got to be their specific kind of card. And I got money in my card that I have now, and I can't use it. So now I got to basically wait until I get my other money, which I'm going to pay, you know, the rent, and probably I might as well go ahead and pay the electric on this one, because this is ridiculous and making it so impossible to have the memory that I need on this damn phone. So, and then what I could also do, but I'm trying to wait, but this memory thing won't even let me wait until I move, because I gotta listen to YouTube, and I'm in the middle of charging my Android right now. And I'm using my travel charger to charge my phone. So it's like, yes, I'm still going to do a show, but I'm just having a lot of technical difficulties in one day. I mean, this is terrible. Absolutely terrible. Oh, man. I mean, right when I was watching YouTube, hey, your storage is still full. Your storage is some full. Give up some F. And I can't even use the transit app because I'm not even in St. Louis yet. Give up some app. I need those apps, dummy. I need them. I need two of them to do the show and to do the class, podcast world, which I haven't finished because of the stupid iPhone. Yes, I called you iPhone stupid. And then I need the transit app because I got money in the transit app and I want to be able to use it all. So that I could, well, hopefully it'll, well, part of it probably might be expiring by now because I haven't used it because, you know, once I found out that I got accepted into a place, I don't have to go anymore. So I would still have some bus rides. And then another app, I have about $50 in a rideshare app for the transit in St. Louis. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm just having a whole lot of difficulties today. I mean, it just never ends. Will I even make it to St. Louis? Will I make it to St. Louis in one piece? Will I walk out of Springfield in one piece? I mean, come on. Oh, my God. I mean, I'm literally in a real-life cage match, elimination chamber. Fire match. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. One day. One whole day. And I'm trying to figure out, because the iPhone don't even get memory sticks, but you have to get a iPhone adapter. And I don't want to use Uber because, you know, because of their mask policy. But I mean, I wear a mask in the cab because they're different there from the city. But I don't know if the cab accepts cards. And I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. So I'm in the middle of charging my Android phone. Because I got an iPhone and an Android. A couple of Androids. That I could possibly use. But I use my iPhone more for my phone calls and stuff now. And my Android is a backup. You know, just in case something were to happen. You know. Just in case, though, I have a backup. But I do a lot more with my iPhone than the Android. I don't know anymore. I don't know. But, yeah. So, that's it. So, still expect a show for the NFL pickup. And still expect a show from the Fallout of Clash of Champions as well. Also, on a personal note, I am not looking forward to the NBA playoffs because now I'm emotionally, you know, with the team of the LA Lakers because of what happened to Kobe Bryant and his daughters. Because the playoffs, the final playoffs is between the Heat and the Lakers. Okay. Now, I mean, I'm not from LA, and I don't like LA because they have all these football teams. They took our football team, St. Louis, and the Raiders finally gave way and moved to LA. I mean, not LA, to move to Las Vegas. And so I sort of have another football team along with the Chiefs. But the only reason I still like the Raiders because I like going to Las Vegas. That's the only reason why. Because I legitimately like going to Las Vegas. And so now I'm at a point where, see, I was going to do a prediction show for the NBA, but now I can see that since this whole thing with the move and the whole thing with the flashbacks I keep getting and the couple situation at church and forgetting how it's a flashback, but I gotta be at church. I mean, you know, I gotta be with church family. Outweighs the fear of the flashback, even though I do get them. So, I hate this. I hate this. It's frustrating. It's very frustrating. And then I can't even buy more storage on Apple iCloud using the card that I want. It won't take any card that I want. It won't take it. So, I don't know. Me and the CEO will figure something out. If I had to do the program late, I'll do the program late. But, I'll figure something out. So, there will be a class of champions. There will be a NFL pickup show this week. Okay? So, even though the iPhone wants to annoy me, I might have to look at YouTube on another phone. So, I don't know. Oh, boy. What a day. So, also, our troop is had to fight all night with the 24/7 champion. Championship changes hand. But, yeah, they should do, like, a sequel on like, a YouTube. Like, 24/7 championship. Changes hand every hour on air. That's the whole basis of the 24/7 championship, right? Different people get a chance to have the belt. No matter what happened. And then R2 gets it back. Because it's sort of like a comedy routine. I don't know. I'm just a member of the WWE universe. But anyway. Anywho. Despite the difficulties, I will not quit. I will put on a show. I will put on the big T-Zone NFL pickup. I will put on what happened at Clash of Champions. I know. Triple H when Raw went on strike. I loved that segment. You know, that was like Triple H, CM Punk, Sheamus, and John Cena. The only awful part is Triple H got fired, even though he's still COO. But it was still a great segment because CM Punk got to do commentary, one-man commentary, and do the ring timekeeper. Probably when they happened to do the ring announcer. I love, that's one of my favorite segments in the WWE. Favorite segments. So, it's on YouTube. It's only Raw goes on strike. Look for Raw go on strike. So, funny segment. Very funny. So, all right. Just want to know, let you know, I'm still alive, barely, but I'm still alive. I'm just getting beat up by my own iPhone. I'm getting bullied for my own iPhone. So, peace.